Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here. Of course, always far more excited to have you here with me, friends. Today is going to be a great conversation. We are diving into the topic of health-related traumas. One, because I feel this is an important topic that is not talked about often enough. And two, because I want people to understand that the trauma they face regarding their health does not have to be something that stops them from taking care of their health or getting answers when they feel something is right. The fear, the pain, etc. that you faced from one health issue does not have to stop you from taking care of others. I also want to talk about what we can do when we have faced something with our health that feels traumatic and we need to take time to recover, to learn to trust ourselves again, things like that. It is going to be a deep conversation, an important conversation, but a great one. So friends, grab your favorite drinks, get yourself all cozied up, and if you are out and about or doing any housework and chores, make sure that you have your earphones in so that we are one on one. Let's dive right in. Nearly 6 years ago, I ran from an ex who was a narcissist and who, towards me, was verbally and mentally abusive. When I finally ran, I was underweight, chronically stressed. My anxiety was at an all-time high. I hated myself, quite honestly. And in every other way, shape, and form that I could have been a mess, I was. I was seeing myself through the eyes of someone else. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was people-pleasing, self-sabotaging. I was being my own worst enemy, and I had lost all ability to trust in myself because even though no sort of intuition kicked in during the relationship until I finally decided to run, like in the moment that I knew I had to run, I did. Other than that, I didn't have any sort of intuitive feelings that something was wrong. Regardless, I lost all trust in myself and would not trust my intuition because I just didn't think that I had the ability to trust in myself. It turns out the truth is I was actually blinded, but that's not how I saw it when I first ran. I have seen family and loved ones fall ill, severely ill, and not be able to do anything about it. That in itself can be a traumatic experience, and it's something that I've had to experience more than once. Not just seeing people you love go through serious health issues, but something else regarding that can be really hard is when you don't have a good medical team and it is a really rough experience trying to get answers and figure out what the next steps should be to help that loved one get back on track, heal, recover, whatever the situation may be. A lot of people may not even think of this one, but being someone who is chronically ill and loving someone who is also ill, whether it be chronically, terminally, they have an incurable illness, when you are two people in love, but you're both sick, you both have serious medical issues, and you're trying to be there for yourselves, but one another, that in itself is an experience I can't even explain, and it's not something that someone can understand unless they're in that situation. But when you are chronically ill, you love someone, and you get hit with the news that they are also ill, it's a serious illness. It can take a lot out of you, and it can feel traumatic. When it happened to me, I knew for sure, without a doubt, no question in my mind, there's no debate to be had, I was going to stay with this person. I knew what my feelings were at the point that we found out that there was a medical issue he's also dealing with. And that wasn't the issue for me. The issue was, as much as I knew I wanted to be there for him, being that I'm chronically ill, I'm diagnosed with anxiety and a mild form of depression, but that is long-lasting, I knew what I wanted, but I really questioned, will I actually be able to be there for him? Will I actually be able to be the support he needs? Am I actually strong enough mentally and physically and emotionally and whatnot to be there for him the way that he deserves? The instant emotions and fear and inner critic and whatnot that went through me was what felt traumatic. But people wouldn't think of something like this unless they've been there. I, last year, actually experienced the worst with my migraines that I ever have. When I was in my teens and through my 20s, I got them, but it was not frequent. Last year, they were frequent. And honestly, by summer of last year and through the rest of the year post-summer, it was so bad that I would have a few day migraine attack or one that lasted a full week. It would come to a halt with a whole bunch of puke and feeling dizzy and seriously being scared that I'd have to go to the hospital or something. And within a day or two, another migraine would start. So from summer until the end of 2023, I basically for that like 5-6 months lived with just migraines. Literally had like a handful worth of days that I didn't have them. I'll be completely honest, it was a roller coaster, a really, really rough roller coaster, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I, at the very end of 2023, was able to get into my doctor, and we gave a beta blocker a try. I'm incredibly lucky that the first medication we gave a try worked, and I've now been free of migraines for 2 months, but I am in a recovery stage now, trying to relearn my body. I feel like I have absolutely no strength in me, and I have to completely rebuild that. My physicality has changed a little bit, which means how I feel about myself has changed a little bit. I hadn't had an issue like this before with migraines, so I didn't foresee a year of migraines this brutal coming. And so not only was it a hard journey just because migraines are debilitating and brutal to experience, but it was also really hard for me because I didn't see it coming. And this was something that was completely out of my control until my doctor and I were able to figure out what medication would be first best to try. But up until that point, it really did feel like when they happened, how bad they were, how bad they lasted, all of it was just completely out of my control. And as someone who has anxiety and thrives on having what control she can, it was really hard for me. And just let me note quickly, I know that not everything I control, but when I can control things or when I can keep things in routine, that is something that benefits me mentally. We have all experienced different health-related and medical traumas, but I wanted to share some of that so that you do know. I have definitely been there, and you are definitely not alone. I do want to say this. If some of the first things I ever experienced that really scared or traumatized me, I let rule me. Some of the most recent things I've been through, like migraines, we'll take for example because that is most recent for me, I may not have actually been willing to see someone about some of these things. If I had let some of the first experiences I had completely control me, my view of doctors, hospitals, etc., or I let the fear from an experience take complete hold of me. It could have stopped me from ever trusting a medical professional again, which would mean me never taking care of my health again, because if you feel like something is wrong but you don't trust a medical professional, you don't go get seen, which means you aren't taking care of yourself. I don't know how many of you have experienced something like this, but a medical issue with a loved one where they didn't get the care you think they did, or you didn't think they were treated, respected the way they deserved, and because of those experiences, you have a fear that that's how all doctors, all medical professionals are, and you have no interest in being seen by medical professionals when something is wrong, by doing yearly checkups, getting mammograms or whatever else people may need. I just came up with mammograms being a female, but there's a whole bunch of medical things that we should be doing yearly and after a certain age, etc., right? But even things like that, that are very important for our health, certain experiences, if we don't process them, can lead to us not taking care of ourselves, which means not getting those proper tests, those properly yearly checkups, and us not being properly aware of what is going on with our health, what areas we're really healthy in, what areas need work, etc. Whatever trauma you have faced and whatever feelings you have because of it, whatever response you, your nervous system had because of it, it's completely valid. I just want you to know that. But I also want you to know it is important to work through and process things that have happened to you or that you've experienced, because one, not all medical professionals are bad. There are some incredible ones, some incredible medical professional individuals and teams that really do care about their patients and really will do everything in their efforts to help. And those people are absolutely incredible. Those people are out there, and we all deserve to find those kind of people and receive true, good, quality care. And two, because although it is terrible that anything has happened to you or myself or anyone else, when it comes to our health that has left us felt in any way traumatized, we deserve to not let that experience shape us and stop us from, for the rest of our lives, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our health, making sure we get answers to health and medical questions that we have. As terrible as it is that anything happens to any of us in the health or medical field that can make us feel traumatized, as wrong as that is, we didn't deserve that. None of us do anything to deserve whatever medical or health-related trauma we face. But we do deserve the chance to process what we've gone through, what we've had to experience, so that we can live the rest of our lives taking care of our health and properly being cared for when needed. When something terrible, tragic, and traumatic happens to us, we always have the choice. We can either live in it and let others or that experience take our power, or regardless of someone doing something to us or something happening with our bodies that was out of our control that made us feel traumatized, we can do the work, as scary as it may be and as hard as it may be, to get to know our body and like our body again, whatever the situation may be, but we can do the work, the vulnerable, scary, hard work to get our power back. And I want you to know this, whether it was something that happened with your body that was out of your control, or it was a person who did something to hurt you, that fear that you may feel now, or that person who put fear into you, they don't deserve to steal your power. You deserve to find a way to keep it and reignite it within yourself. It will take time, it will be hard, it will be scary, but you deserve to hold on to your power, not have it taken from you. You may be wondering, okay, Katie, this is great, but this happened to my body, this happened to me during childbirth, this person in a medical field has done this to me. These are all the ways over a course of years that I wasn't taken seriously, nobody would properly test me, but I knew something wasn't right in me, there was a medical issue. What can I do to start processing it or work through it and slowly take back my power? What have you done that's worked for you that I can maybe try? Well, I have a little list of answers here. I came up with a short list of things that I have done that help me, and I have come up with a few things I haven't tried because I'll be honest, I just haven't felt like it either was right for my situation or as helpful as it could have been. It was a method of help and support that still scares me a little, but that I have heard really, really, really great responses on from people who I personally know and could help you as well. So here is a compiled list of ways that you can reach out for support and start working through something that has traumatized you medically or with your health. That will also be good and helpful for you, especially if you ever go through something in the future that makes you feel triggered. What you learn in therapy and the coping mechanisms that you're taught can be helpful in the present that you are talking to a therapist and in the future if something happens regarding your health or medical issue again. As scary as this is, you gotta talk about it. You gotta talk about it with the people who you trust most so they know what has gone on and what you are now feeling or fearing because of the experience. Another thing that I suggest doing is reaching out to people or searching for people online via forums or Facebook groups or whatever it may be for you. Search for people who have been in your position and worked through it, because you need to see examples so that you know you can get through what you're going through. But also, look for people who maybe are in a similar or the same situation as you, because being surrounded by people who can relate to you, it can bring a sense of comfort that is I have spent this past month and a half trying to figure out my body again, relearn my body, and understand what I truly need mentally, physically, and emotionally to start getting myself back on track. And I'm not feeling totally lost in this body of mine. I hope you enjoyed our conversation today. I hope you learned something. I hope that this is a reminder to you that you can get through what you're going through and that you are not alone in whatever it is you're experiencing right now. Before I let you all go, I just want to share the reminder with you. One, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So even in your darkest days, I want you to do your best to believe that you can. It may take time, it may take a million baby steps, it may take a whole ton of energy, resources, etc. But you can. If you tell yourself you can't, it automatically becomes true. So I want you to either try to believe that yourself, and if you can't, borrow that belief from me. I also want to remind you that the best and honestly the only way out of something is to work through it. I just want to remind you that whatever you're going through, you can get through. You may not feel strong enough right now. You may not feel brave enough. You may not feel like there's thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.